In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Welcome to the best podcast in this world and in the next, Phantasmagoria.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That is pretty good. Do you think the ghosts on the other side, they appreciate this kind of thing?
I don't think that's
a bold claim. Do they make podcasts over there?
Of course they make podcasts over there. Not appreciate it.
Well, I mean, if they're not listening to this probably can't hear us there.
I think they appreciate any recognition they get. Any attention, fame, infamy.
No such thing as bad press.
They just don't want to be forgotten, Sam.
It's true, especially true in this day and age.
Forgotten, like, oh, perfect segue into my opening point that I was discussing with my wife actually this morning, the fact that we miss Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
And not because of the political reasons, as you would think, but because there's been an overall lack of hilarious memes these days.
You think so? You think we're at a loss there?
I remember I brought up the gif of Trump looking, his like surprised look gif.
I can think of a few that fit that description.
It's like a double one. Like he has the surprise face.
Oh,
first,
and he does like the mocking like mouth. Like,
yep.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
It was like,
that is a good one.
Where are those these days? We're not getting the Trump memes that we used to get, and it's hurting my sense of humor.
Yeah, he jumped out off the front camera pretty quick.
I mean, there's just no question that he by far brought the internet the most entertaining, most comical memes that a president has ever brought to the internet.
It was the way he moved his face and the way his face like looked with like, and this is, if anyone's a fan, I'm not trying to bash, but like it's you can't deny that
that's what I'm saying. It has my missing him has nothing to do with what he actually did in office.
It's something about the hair and the fake tan and the face. Like, here's my thing. Specifically with the fake tan, I understand the bad hair piece. I kind of do. He's freaking loaded, right?
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
That's a correct statement.
Fact.
Why is none of that spent on, like, people with a lot less money are getting a lot better help to look good at old age? And does he just like what if that's the best it can do? If that's the best his money can buy,
money can only go so far.
I guess.
Yeah,
like, it's freaking wild. I want to see the zero cosmetics Trump option. I want to see the default new account. No cosmetics bought.
The bare bones of.
I can't even imagine if that's what if he's dropping the big bucks to like get looking good and young. I can't even imagine.
And you know, I know that there are plenty of Biden memes, but they just don't hit.
They don't
like
hit
the
quite
Trump
the same.
Memes.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. So, you know what? Personally, I'll take that trade though. If that's what the trade is, I'll take that trade every time.
When I say I miss him, I don't necessarily mean we. I want him back, but.
Right.
It was just
it's just so much quieter.
Very good time.
No matter which way you lean, like you can't deny it's just a lot quieter nowadays, and it's nice. I appreciate the break. I have a story. If you guys want a story, it's not a story.
Oh,
this is another rousing game.
Another lie.
Is this? When will they stop? Never is the answer. This is another rousing game of, is this person possessed? I just have to find it.
We need to make like a theme song. A game show.
Do I have it?
Brass section.
Oh, no. Oh, this is terrible.
So Houston comes to us and says, hey, I have a story. Oh, JK, I don't have a story.
And I meant it.
We have a game to play.
And when Houston comes to the plate and says he has a story, that means that he is beginning the search for a story.
No, I usually have it right here ready to go, but
I thought I have it ready to go. And then he says, oh, wait.
Okay, I got it.
I don't have a game to play. I have nothing, actually.
So this came from a question online when this person said, what is the worst way you've ever seen someone eat food? Because I'm pretty sure I saw this yesterday. I saw a man eating the filling out of a burrito, not the tortilla, with steel chopsticks, meaning he brought them from home for this purpose. It wasn't a fusion place either. It was a Tex-Mex place. Help? This man tore open his burrito like an animal and then ate it like a gentleman.
You may think, yeah, he's possessed. I think that more than likely this is a robot.
Oh, okay.
That's trying to be human.
Oh.
They've seen humans. This is what humans do. Humans eat like this. And so he sits down and he's like, time to eat burrito. So he just opens it right up and just starts chowing away.
They're not actually chopsticks. If you look closer, they're just his long metallic fingers just Tex-Mex. Pinching at every rice grain.
Yeah, it's
analyzing.
It's a culmination of all cultures because the robot just was like, how does humanity eat? And it got the information from every culture in the world. So he went to an American restaurant that serves Mexican food and brought a pair of chopsticks.
That's what it is, dude. It's a robot trying to blend in, but he's analyzing the internet, have to do this right. I have to do this.
I have to blend in.
I have to do this politically correct. I will disguise myself as a white old man, go to a Mexican restaurant and eat it with chopsticks, and I will be fine. I will survive the social outing.
But not the tortilla? I don't understand that.
Well, that's just the food delivery. We've been eating the equivalent of the frame of the car.
That's like the paper plate.
Exactly. I wouldn't even be surprised if this man is a man of means, a man of wealth, who's like, bah, this bean and rice delivery truck is not going in my stomach. It's a means of delivery.
I'm sure he probably saw somebody like unwrap a sandwich, and he was like, oh, you don't eat that part.
Oh.
And so when he got his burrito, he unwrapped his burrito and ate the stuff inside.
The burrito.
Do you think there was confusion when he didn't find bread nestling his beans?
No, like he got like a Jimmy John sandwich.
And unwrapped the paper.
Peeled off the paper.
Okay.
And so he gets his burrito.
It's not wrapped.
It's wrapped only in a tortilla.
So okay.
Delicious food paper.
Because I've gotten...
He peels off that delicious food paper. He doesn't know it's delicious or food. And he just peels that puppy right off and...
I'm just saying that I have gotten burritos that are wrapped with paper.
Yeah, maybe he just figured...
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, I have
from
too.
From where?
For sure.
Alfredo's.
Oh, yeah. They have a little... covered in grease and
like
sopping.
A breakfast burrito from anywhere.
Oh, baby.
They always are wrapped.
I don't think I've touched Alfredo's in many moons.
I want one now.
I don't.
Right this
I don't
want to
feel
instant.
Sick for the next 3 days. And
I could dabble.
Like a madman for six.
Worth.
No, that's the kind of thing that only happens to Houston.
Yeah. And that was post-gallbladder.
6 days.
Or pre-gallbladder. It's gonzo now. I literally haven't gone to Alfredo's since my surgery because I'm like, there's no way. I'll die. My body won't be able to handle it.
So... option two is that ghosts are just allergic to tortillas.
You think this is a ghost in plain sight?
Ghosts have food allergies.
Well, demons, no. Possessed. The game. This is in the name of the game, all right?
Okay.
Is he possessed or is he not possessed?
Oh, you're right, you're right. I'm so dumb. I'm so dumb.
So if the man is possessed, then demons are allergic to... Or they're gluten-free. Are they gluten-free?
Who could be?
A gluten-free ghost does track... I know for a fact I've said that on this show at some point.
There's no gluten in rice, is there?
Or someone has...
No.
I think there is.
In rice?
I don't think so.
Maybe... I don't freaking know.
I think rice is
I'm not a food scientist. I'm not a burrito expert. Expect me to know what rice is made of?
So all you scientists out there that know whether gluten,
there's no gluten
is in
rice.
Rice.
There's no gluten in rice.
Oh, you're a food scientist, Sam.
I've been tooting this horn since day one.
He works at a pizza place. Of course he knows. That tracks. Like you would tear open the burrito. You're like, I can't eat gluten. They wrapped my dang burrito in gluten city. Let me tear it open and get in there. Why chopsticks? That's
because,
wild.
Because that's all he had. And after you have shed, after wait, wipe that dumb look off your face.
All he had.
After you shed the outside of the burrito, how are you gonna eat it?
Man,
just by licking it off of the.
Every time I end up in a Costa Vida,
squeeze it in like a
you
freaking
squeeze it like a Go-Gurt
otter pop.
Like a Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt's
when do
better.
I get that flavor of taco seasoning Go-Gurt burrito? When's the freaking last time? When's the last time you went to a Costa Vida and you thought, man, every freaking time I come here, they're out of everything, and I need to bring a fork from home.
When was the last time you went to Costa Vida and you ordered a burrito and didn't eat the tortilla?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, though, right? Like, okay, so it's like, okay.
The last time was when I was a Chinese man who was more confident with chopsticks than a fork.
Ooh.
I've always
very got plausible.
Fair, because I'm a Chinese man fair. Living in the U.S.
If this is an outlandish thing, though, if, like, this person is posting this as, like, this is an outlandish thing that has happened, I'm willing to put on the table, 90% sure, not Chinese, not Asian.
Why would you?
Because this was a wild sight of an old person eating food with chopsticks out of a burrito.
It would be wild, no matter the circumstance.
If he was fresh off the plane, that would be wild.
He doesn't know that, though. He has no idea. It doesn't say in the story.
That's fair.
I've been following this man for three days.
He is not fresh off the plane.
He is not of Chinese descent.
How do they eat burritos across the ocean?
They don't. Mexico is not across the ocean.
I'm not talking.
They don't eat burritos over there.
I know Mexico's not across the ocean. I'm talking about anywhere in Asia.
They don't eat them there.
I'm sure they have food.
They
places.
Don't even eat them in Europe.
I'm sure they have them there. They
do
have.
They
American-
not eat? Do they not have burritos over there, Sam?
I'm
not really
positive. I'm positive. No, I know Germany has a Taco Bell. I know it does.
That's great.
That is not a freaking.
You can get a burrito at Taco Bell.
That is not Tex-Mex.
And you could eat it
that
with
is
chopsticks.
Not.
We're not
it's not.
In,
a U-
we're
it's
not in Germany
it's
with
in
Tex-Mex.
US,
we're
it's
here.
In a U.S. military base, you bonehead.
I am just saying we don't know for certain. We don't know positively that there are not burritos served anywhere in Asia where they eat them with chopsticks and someone came here or something similar.
I bet you 50 bucks. You walk into a Taco Bell in Asia, they're eating it with chopsticks.
Oh.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm agreeing with you on that. That's why this person might be doing that. So point and not possessed. Is
so then
the
game
we have a point in each category.
The game's title is now changed from Possessed or Chinese. Possessed or from Asia.
Possessed or Chinese would be such a fire game.
Oh my gosh.
Netflix, pick it up.
We're on a one-way,
I want it, dude.
A one-way track to get canceled.
Sounds like one of those crazy Asian game shows.
Like where they're like playing it
you
up.
You mean all of
wild.
Them?
Oh, it's so funny. It's so good. I actually was talking to someone about those the other day. It was kind of off track. Do you think like we watch those and it's like culturally we don't have anything to like that degree of like randomness and like in your face going like high energy. Like any kind of program that I can think of. Do you think that I would imagine there's a ton of people like they know they're playing it up and it's for a very specific crowd and like a lot of people who watch it are like, this is ridiculous. Like this is too much. Or do you think like everyone's like, this is just what game shows are? Or do you think there are like way less hectic game shows that everyone's like are like the Asian equivalent of Jeopardy, the Japanese equivalent of Jeopardy? Do you think there's any show like that people
prefer?
I would
think so.
I would think so.
I would think so too. I just wonder, like, everyone like watches those game shows from the outside in and thinks, wow, Japanese people are crazy high energy and this is wacky.
But
when it
just
might be
making
a very specific group of game shows that we just all like to poke our heads in on every once in a while.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Anyway. This story is titled Mysterious Flute Sound in My House.
No.
That actually, I'm trying to imagine that. That would be really creepy. I wouldn't like that at all.
Flute sound or flute song?
Flute sound.
Which is a song.
Just
it
whistle,
might be a
just
bad
like
song.
A whistle.
This was five to 4 years ago. At that time, I was between 15 and 14 years old. I was returning home from the center of my city with my mother and two younger sisters. And at that time of day, my father would probably have returned from his work. We enter my house and follow the corridor. The corridor is about 14 meters long. That leads to the door of my house. In the middle of said corridor, we hear a melodic sound of a flute inside my house. A melodic sound. So
melodic?
It's just
yeah,
like
it's,
a
it's,
note.
Is that one note melodic?
Well, it's just sound is what's
yeah,
making me.
That's fair.
He didn't say we heard a little diddly d.
I was walking
was
into
just
my
a
house
sound.
With my dad, and I heard a little diddly d come from the pantry. We've moved since then. It's a melody of having or produced a melody or producing it. So
it's several notes.
Yeah.
Of my okay. We hear a melodic sound of a flute inside my house. At that moment, my sisters, my mother, and I were surprised because the sound sounded like a person was playing it, not like it was played from a video. We were also surprised because for a few moments, we thought that my father was playing the flute, but I remember asking ironically, since when does father know how to play the flatua?
The flatula?
Flatua?
I'm hearing this.
That can't be a typo.
I'm thinking this.
What is that?
How do you spell it?
Flatua. Sorry, Sam.
I'm thinking that this person is not from the States.
Okay.
I'm hearing some sort of an accent just in the writing, and I would really appreciate it if you would maybe dabble a little.
What really accent?
A flatua is a Mexican dish consisting of a tortilla that is rolled around in a filling of meat and cheese and then fried.
That's not it.
That's
wrong.
Did you check
wait,
the...
What was the sentence again? He said, I jokingly said that father might be playing the flatula. He might...
Flatua. It's not...
Wait.
There's no L after that. F-L-A-T. Flat.
Yeah.
U-A.
Oh, that's what I typed in and it auto-corrected to F-L-A-U-T-A.
You bot.
I didn't read it. I just brought me there.
Did you check the not from around here dictionary?
The other... I haven't clicked on did you mean, and the second option is taquito. So this... I it must be a typo. It has to be.
F-L-A-T-U-A.
Yeah, that's what I typed in originally, and it brought up nothing.
Nothing.
But it brought up flauta, which is the deep dish fried Mexican
meat. Here's the question.
Stick.
Is this going to amount to anything?
No!
Okay, Kevin.
Continue!
You just kind of beat around that bush like maybe we were going to get something
well,
from you.
My thought was like if that was it, which at the time when I
is
said this...
Is this still nothing?
No, because I thought...
Is this still nothing? Is still nothing? Kevin, go!
No. Houston, if we keep on this, we'll go back to talking about Mexican food and I can't have it.
You don't need to explain yourself.
No, I do, because what he might have meant by the... I was ironically or jokingly saying he might be playing this might have been what he meant, and he might have meant like a toot, like a flatulence. Maybe father is playing the flatula or whatever it is, and he's tooting, and that's the noise of the flute. It's relevant.
This is it.
I found the answer.
Whoa, careful buddy, don't stretch too far.
It does.
You'll
stretch.
Hurt yourself.
There's no other word for the thing you typed, and this is what they think it is.
You may strain your funny bone.
I'm angry.
Because he never learned to play the flute or any other instrument. See, how... Okay, I will discontinue that.
Why would you assume it?
When we entered my house, we did not see anyone with my mother and my other sisters. What? My other sisters, we looked for him, but we never found him. He returned from work an hour or two later. To this day, we do not know who or what produced this flute sound. Have you ever experienced something similar? What do you think?
It was an owl.
An owl?
Owls are very fluty.
Por qué?
They're more hooty.
Hoot.
Nope, that's not any... That,
it's the owl from freaking Disney sing-along songs.
What are you referencing? That's a deep pull, bud. What is that?
Disney sing-along.
I don't know. Is that like a program?
Hoot. Oh my gosh. You never watched any of the Disney sing-along videos?
No, I can proudly say I have not. Sam, we know what it is. We got it. The musical owl. It hoots.
I'm going to look up an image right now while Sam sings his melodic.
Oh, so we all have to suffer tunes through this in a as a speedrun consequence.
Don't talk to me about suffering through this, Mr. Flatulence.
It wasn't me.
Captain Flatulence is what we're
I was trying
calling
to
you.
Use deductive reasoning.
Look at this baller. He teaches music class.
I'm looking.
He teaches music.
Doesn't ring any kind of bell.
And he teaches me how to sing Disney songs.
Was this an individual program? Like, you turned on...
There were several VHS tapes that had a compilation of all the songs that were from Disney movies, and there was a sing-along version with the words on the bottom.
So you watched this owl sing the Lion King opening.
He didn't sing them.
Then what did he do?
He hosted the show.
There was a little Mickey Mouse head that would bounce from word to word to word to word.
Boom. Bingo, bango, bongo.
Yeah.
That happened.
That makes sense.
That's so that you know which word they're singing.
Right, just in case.
You can read along.
Not sure what's coming.
That being said, I don't think it was this. I think this is something a lot more ominous and scary. And because it wasn't a Disney tune.
I think the owls have a lot. Well, who's to say that it wasn't?
Well,
just unrecognized.
Who's to say that it was, Sam?
Not this person. Owls have a lot of room to be both great
and scary. Okay.
Maybe this is a big bad owl that was...
marking its territory.
Oh, they didn't really...
That's not how they do that.
Like, maybe he just sung a little tune and then he just was like, yeah. I thought that so there was something here that I wanted, but now I know that
I'm
there is
I'm thinking more along the lines of a satyr.
Oh, like you play full mythos on this.
Huh?
They play flutes and they don't want to be seen. And they're quick little buggers.
They'll get out of there mighty quick.
They play a little diddly dee.
Oh, Kevin, you took the words right out of my mouth.
and they're gone without a trace. Isn't that what they're like?
Yeah, but what would their purpose be?
They do snatch children, but we've talked
Sam,
about that on this show.
You've just opened up a can of worms for an entirely different episode.
Do satyrs snatch children?
They do in the only time I've ever seen them on the cinema screen.
That's once in Chronicles of Narnia.
And Mr. Tumnus.
Do you have any other examples you'd like to use?
Yes, I do. Hercules.
A child snatcher snatches Herc.
No, he doesn't.
Snatches him.
No.
Snatches him right up.
Herc goes
Houston,
to...
I have a question for you.
He puts him
in the Coliseum and says, child, for my money.
There's only one thing.
He hasn't seen the movie.
One reason that I could see Houston dying on this hill.
Why?
Did you get snatched?
I got satyr snatched as a
Did
child.
You get snatched by
I
a
don't
satyr?
Want to put all satyrs in the same box, okay. But I was snatched by a satyr.
He does sound a little traumatic about the whole thing.
How am I supposed
I saw
to ever
how defensive he
how
got the
I
second I said satyr.
I don't know how I'm ever supposed to trust a satyr again or how you expect me to. I think that's even worse.
Is there any relation to Pied Piper?
I don't know what that is, TBH.
You know I talked about him earlier today.
Well,
you don't know the old nursery? It's a nursery rhyme? No.
It's just a
I've heard the term 10 trillion times, but I don't really
There was
actually
a rat
know.
Problem in this town, and so they hired a Pied Piper to come in and play his flute to get all the rats out.
What is a Pied Piper?
He's a piper who pied.
It's just his name. He's just a piper.
What did you just say?
I don't know.
He's a piper that pies?
Mm-hmm.
He just plays.
That has been pied.
He just has a little pan flute that he plays, or a pan flute or an actual pipe, something. He has a pipe that he plays, it attracts the rats.
He got rid of all...
So what is the word... I really want to know where the word pied comes from.
I have no idea. Paid, I think. I think because they paid...
It's a German thing.
Because that's the nursery... That's the story. The legend.
The Pied Piper.
The Pied Piper.
From Hammond.
He got all the rats out of the town with his piping skills, his flute skills, and then the town was like, we're not paying you. And he was like, then I'm taking your kids.
Bro, why did that work?
And he played the flute, and all the kids followed him out of town, and they lost all their kids. I don't know what he did with the kids.
I think he leads them into the river.
Why does everyone?
Why
does everyone with a flute stealing kids? We know we have satyrs and pied pipers.
Wait! They hired him to get rid of the rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all. Bingo. There's your answer. Dad hired
the pied piper.
He hired the pest control. The dude showed up with a flute.
and he's gonna take your kids if you don't hurry and pay the man.
He's like, yeah, I'll just drop by sometime between 3 and 4. And he's like, that's great. We'll leave the door open for you,
dude.
And they just caught him on the tail end of his operation, and he was leaving the back door as they were entering the front door,
dude.
And the rats followed him out.
In our generation's humor of like irony, like that is our generation's humor. When we're all in like our 50s and 60s, a dude should legit start an extermination company called like Pied Piper something, and just have like that as a joke in the tagline. Pay us or we'll take your kids. Or like have that like in like a subtext on like just something as like a reference to that. Our generation would be like, yes, come take my rats and I will pay you.
Yeah, right. Our generation would be like canceled. No, not funny.
We like irony. They like irony.
Yeah,
a lot.
So pied means like multicolored. So his he just had like multicolored clothing.
I have seen pictures of him in flamboyant wear.
He plays the pipe and leads the rats into the river, and then they don't pay him, and so I think he leads the kids into the river too.
You're not gonna give me $20? F your kids, dude. They're done.
Oh, wow,
you lose.
He drowns all the kids.
It's a German folktale. Of course, it's freaking weird. And
I
dark.
Learned something today.
That's so consistent with Germans' old tales of.
Of dreary.
So pied, is that a German word?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to find out what the...
Because I don't know.
No, why. It's not.
It just means colored.
Mm-mm.
Knowledge is power.
He's the Rattenfänger in German.
The rotten finger?
Rattenfänger. The rat catcher from Hamelin.
Wow.
Well... That's our tale. That's my tale.
That's a pretty powerful flute. I think that's the consistent thing. I think everyone just stay away from flutes. Put it in the Discord. Put it on the rule list. No flutes.
You can't just stay away from flutes.
Why not?
They could be within a quarter mile.
You don't have to.
You're piping on that thing, Sam.
Indulge in flutes.
I was going to say that. You put a tough pipe in there. And you...
In where?
In the pipe. You're a quarter mile away. I said you got maybe a quarter mile radius, but you put a good pipe in that sucker, and they're gonna hear it from a quarter mile away.
A quarter mile?
You can't just run away from a pipe.
Okay, then don't indulge in piping. That's it. There you go. Just don't take up the pipe. Don't take up the flute, rather. Yeah.
I've confirmed my daycare center is haunted.
Oh. Oh wait, we should go to the Bazaar first, I think.
Disagree.
It doesn't matter. Are we going or not?
I'm already halfway there.
Nope, sorry.
Well,
Sam's going.
This will be me and Kevin then. We'll meet you after my story. I was sitting in the one-year-old class after a while another teacher ran to pick up her kids during nap.
One-year-old?
I'm in preschool usually.
Teacher left? That's a bad teacher.
I was sitting in the one-year-old class while another teacher ran.
Oh, okay.
There's a one-year-old right. class?
Ran to pick up her kids during the nap. I'm in preschool usually. And I looked up at the kids. There were only 8. And then at my phone. I looked back up and saw a dark figure about the size of a one-year-old sitting in the middle of the carpet 3 feet in front of me.
Oof.
I thought one of the kids rolled off their mat and maybe sat up on the carpet. I could see shadows of facial features only, though. So I called out the kid's name and got up to lay them back down, and it vanished.
my coworker
said. What name did you call it? Who did you think it was?
That's what I'm saying.
Peter. My coworker said she had a similar experience in that room. Another instance, I was in my room putting my kids down for a nap, and I had my back to the room. The rest... That seems not right.
Is this, like, her house? Or
no,
the...
she just works at a daycare.
Okay.
And had my back to the room. The rest of the kiddos were asleep. I heard some moving around, so I said, "Lay still, please." And all of a sudden, I felt breathing on my neck and heard a... I turned around and there was no one there. And there was only one way one of my kiddos could have done that and gotten back in their bed and looked like they were sleeping. Scared the heck out of me. What's with daycare centers and being haunted?
That's the question?
Yeah, what's with daycare centers?
What's with those daycare centers? I don't remember any hauntings.
I think you just got the freaking Sandman helping you out.
I remember one time in daycare, we were laying down for our nap, and...
What? Wait,
I went to daycare.
I did too.
When I was but a wee boy.
Like
before kindergarten?
1 year old.
Not 1 year old, that was pretty wild. That's called I'm very wealthy and would not like to take care of my child.
Two, three?
Probably three or four.
Because I went to preschool when I was... Four.
I would have been like three or four. Yeah.
But we didn't take naps.
I don't think we did either.
This was right before I moved here, so I was probably four or three. Probably four.
And they had nap time for three-year-old Sammy.
Yeah, I took a nap. We took a nap. We laid down and took a nap. As we were laying down to take a nap, though, before in that day, one of the kids had tried to flush a Lego down the toilet.
Oh.
And okay.
It did not go down.
Why not? They're plenty small.
It was one of the Duplo.
Oh, the big one.
It was a big
one. One of those big boys.
I've tried. Don't try. You'll have problems.
And we were laying down for our nap, and the teacher came in. The teacher, the person in charge, and she was like, "Somebody tried to flush a Lego down the toilet."
And I want to know who.
Blah, blah, blah. We don't do that. I am very disappointed.
Oh.
And that stuck with me. I was like, "Oh man, we really let her
really
down."
like
I didn't
we
know,
still feel it.
I didn't know what I didn't. I remember distinctly not knowing what disappointed meant. That it reminded me of the word polka dot, like points.
Okay.
Oh.
And it made me think of that, but I knew that she was upset, and so I was like,
"This is bad.
This is really bad."
That's freaking nuts.
This is really bad.
Wait, but you didn't even do it.
No, but I stood there and watched him do it.
Oh,
I was okay.
Sam was the kingpin of this whole operation.
I was at the scene of the crime.
The mastermind. Sam was using them as Lego bricks the whole time.
Or did your criminal mastermind hypnotize me?
Flushing these Lego bricks down the toilet.
That's rough.
I think this person has caught this child, a very young psychic child, astral projecting when they don't even know it.
Really?
That's a figure good, the size of the child.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's
it's
good.
Like risen
it's
up and
bad because
bad.
He's breathing on her neck.
No,
you're telling me a 1 year old.
First story. I don't know about the second story, but the first instance I think is an astral projection.
Why would the first instance be different than the second one? It's the Sandman.
Is
that this big? The Sandman is this big?
Yes. He have you seen be. Fairly Odd Parents?
When's he? Wait, Sam, say your thing. I don't know when he's in Fairly Odd Parents.
Have you seen Guardian?
The Owl movie?
No.
No. The
just
Rise
Guardians?
Of the Guardians?
Rise of the Guardians.
It's a good movie.
He's a little in that.
He is little. He's not toddler 1 year old little.
He's definitely not. I'm telling you, dude.
We can see him standing next to 10 year olds for scale in the film.
Well, maybe he's just sitting.
Little 10 year old.
He's a portly young man.
If he's a very, very small person and he's sitting in the middle of the floor.
You're gonna mistake it for a 1 year old.
It'd be tough. She doesn't.
No.
No.
It'd be tough.
Okay, 1 year olds don't even sit in the middle of carpets or mats.
What are you saying?
They just sit
wherever you dang put them. That's where they sit.
Well, she didn't put him there. That's why I wouldn't assume that
he rolled over. It was right there. I do have a question.
I don't know.
If it is, let's go back to Houston's theory, and it is a psychic baby.
And psychic?
I can't breathe.
He's astral projecting.
He's so potently
Can
psychic.
Can we consider this a haunting?
So stupid. Yeah, it's a spirit in a place, but the spirit isn't like, is haunting a spirit attached to a place?
Oh,
like,
that's what around. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I feel like we've gone over the definition of haunting 50 times on this podcast.
Yeah, still
we still can't freaking nail it down.
I would say that. A haunt, because a ghost can have a haunt, and that's where the ghost hangs out. This child isn't necessarily hanging out here all the time.
A haunt?
It's not his haunt. It could be his haunt.
As in a noun?
It's his freaking crib,
You can use haunt as a noun. You absolutely can.
Raggy?
Yeah, I've seen people do it like...
A haunt.
Like... I've seen like in like older movies, people would be like, "Oh, those kids like haunt that place," or like,
"That's a verb."
Okay, but listen, like the local haunt, like they—that's a thing. I know for a fact that's a thing.
Okay.
I've been in the. I have to look it up.
I've been in the business
for
years.
I know for a
fact.
I think
I've been in the business for years. Now you've never heard that.
Haunt.
I've been in the business.
Let's see if I can find it as a noun. Yeah, noun: a place frequented by people, person, or group of people. Eat what? My shorts. Suck them dry.
I just didn't know.
I revisited my old haunts.
Why are your shorts wet?
I don't want to talk about why they're wet, but you have something you have to do now.
Wait.
It doesn't matter.
Wait.
It ultimately doesn't all matter.
Yeah, because even if you're getting haunted by a freaking one-year-old baby,
it clearly doesn't
deal.
Know what it's doing. The spirit of the baby has left. It's gonna go back.
Yeah, whether your baby is a baby or whether it's a ghost, it's still a freaking one-year-old and doesn't know freaking anything. No. It's just a stupid
kid. It'll return its astral projection. It'll be fine. But that is what that is. Second instance, I think, is an isolated incident.
But, oh! Okay, so, baby... Sam, you're not listening to me.
I'm listening.
What are you doing?
I'm listening.
What?
plus, the freaking Sandman puts people to sleep. It doesn't make your spirit come out of your body when you're asleep.
It's the Sandman. It's not the spirit. The thing that she sees is the Sandman. Okay? And guess what? Baby, ghost baby, astral projecting baby still does not breathe on the back of the neck and say, shh. Sandman does that. Baby doesn't do that. Full-grown man does that.
That's the creepiest shiz I've ever heard.
I don't like it.
It's in the story. I'm sorry, but it's the facts are...
It's in
are,
the story. Oh, the question censor. I thought you meant like...
Baby would not do that.
I have a question.
Sandman, he might do that.
Baby.
Who is the Sandman and why is he...
Oh, my
who
gosh.
He is?
I don't know, and
We've opened up the Pied Piper... Now let's open up the Sandman.
This is our fable special.
It's a good idea. I have no idea who.
And what about flicking sand in people's eyes makes them?
That's
fall
just
asleep?
Kind of a BK move.
Is it just
not
that,
cool?
Is it just that when you flick sand in their eyes, it makes them close their eyes, and so he thinks that they're asleep?
I think that is the implication. I think the whole magicness
no.
of it—it's probably a German thing. Go to sleep, or or Sandman come throw
no,
sand in
no.
eyes.
No, it's
that was Russian, dude. Yeah,
I couldn't pull out a German.
The kid wakes up and says, "I have sand in my eyes. Why?" And mom says, "The Sandman."
Yeah, the
he
eye
helps
boogers.
You go to sleep.
Yeah.
What?
That's what my fit mom like.
That's
the,
where
the crust
he, that's where
eye?
It comes from. When you wake up and you got your eye sand.
It's mostly younger kids.
Eye sand. Is that what that's called?
You get like crust
that's what
in your
some
eye.
People
that's,
call
that's
it.
Like, yeah.
It's called room, Sam. If you must know.
Room.
R-H-E-U-M. Room.
In Scandinavian
but
folklore, he
gross.
Is said to
toddlers
sand or
call
dust
it sand
into eyes to bring to sleep.
Scandinavian, you no, you didn't.
In traditional folklore, the Sandman appears in many stories for children. He is a character of myth, yada yada yada. It is Hoffman's figure of evil intent, who sprinkles sand in the eyes of wakeful children. He is the question was on this suggested question: is the Sandman good or evil? And this person is quoting the author saying it is an evil character.
How?
Bad guy.
How?
Because
he helps people sleep?
I don't know. You
even
don't,
if he has ill intentions,
I don't want to go into details of what this man's intentions are, but nothing good comes from a guy who's like, man, I got to get you all asleep, RN, to do what I need to do.
I disagree. I think that if he, I think that if he's helping people to sleep,
who struggle to sleep, and I think that that would be quite a blessing.
If I have a spirit around that's going, oh, he's rubbing his hands together and going, I'm gonna put these people to sleep.
Okay.
Then I'd be like, you're a good guy to me. Maybe you don't think you're a good guy. Maybe you have evil intent. But if that's evil to you, you go right ahead.
I've got,
I don't care because it's a good thing for me. Maybe where the Sandman hails from, sleep is a bad thing, and so he thinks he's hurting or harming things.
I can clear this up because we have a case of mistaken identity here. Because Google suggestions are coming in clutch, just absolutely clutch. Sandman is mythical.
Did you mean Sad Man?
And I also know what he does. Sandman rules over the realm of dreams and nightmares. He's king. There is also another creature bearing the name Sandman, but this creature is very different. Its skin is that of a dead person's, decayed and discolored. So I think he puts you to sleep and then takes your skin, I think, is what this other one is.
Whoa. That's a jump.
Can Sandman be killed? Sandman can only be killed by an entity more powerful than your average god, since he is one of the endless.
Oh my
gosh. I don't know what that means.
Sandman, did I just hear Sandman has, that's the level above deity?
The average god can't kill him, but maybe a +1/+1 god could take a crack at it.
What? I still don't have a reason to kill Sandman.
He's taking skin, Kevin.
He's a good guy.
It depends on which Sandman we're talking about.
I don't know which one.
Which
god
one?
The little baby-sized one is the good one.
What's the bad one doing that's so bad?
He's wearing creepy skin.
How dare he? Well,
he looks
Sam,
like a zombie, Kevin. He's in your house and he looks like a zombie.
You're gonna make fun of the way he looks? You go up to, is that what you say to everybody you think is ugly?
Yes.
You're evil. He's unattractive.
And therefore evil.
He's hurting my eyes.
Who could defeat Sandman? Batman could easily defeat him.
Why? No, this is a rabbit hole I refuse to go down.
In Batman Year One, he has grenades that are capable of burning hotter than magma, which is actually possible to do, it says in quotes. And it killed Sandman.
What? No.
Which must be a DC entity.
Which Sandman?
That's got to be the Sandman from freaking Spider-Man. Is that what you just said?
That's what I just said.
Oh, this is so good. There's a lot of Google suggestions. I would say the majority of these are how do you beat Sandman? There's a lot of people looking to beat this guy up.
I'm done.
You took my skin and you're gonna pay.
He's nigh unbeatable.
Here's a quick tip for anyone who encounters him. Sandman will dodge, but immediately punch his uppercut. Dodge that uppercut and give him one face and three body punches. After that, you can again try to hit his face and the same routine starts all over again.
This is garbage.
That's a real pro tip on how to beat Sandman.
That was trash. That's from the Spider-Man game,
no,
for sure.
It says showbizpizza.com, and it just says the strategy section, quote, Mr. Sandman. And that's how you beat him.
Mr. Sandman?
Mr. Sandman, like the song.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man game. Bet.
No. That's the big sand guy. That's his name.
Bizarre.
Good evening, everybody, or morning or afternoon or whatever, it doesn't matter. We are Graveyard Tales. Now, if you like ghost stories, hauntings, cryptid encounters, and the weird history behind them, then you should join us in the graveyard.
You can find us on any of your favorite podcast providers. Check out our website at graveyardpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at GRV. Just go search Graveyard Tales.
That would be easier. Now we hope to see you in the graveyard.
And we're back. And I have a story. Do I? Yeah, I do.
What is this?
I just couldn't remember if it was me or Houston going. But,
yeah, you got it.
I believe I saw the future. Not me. This is someone else.
You're telling a story.
Posting. So back in December, I got my first car, a Subaru WRX. I live in Oregon, and there was black ice. I wasn't prepared and crashed.
Oh.
I had full coverage.
Good.
Then I bought another one.
This isn't a horror story at all. You should be posting this on Mildly Interesting.
I had full coverage. Then I bought another one. I then got a ticket, then a warning.
And then
I definitely
again.
Needed to slow down.
What is this?
It sounds like a children's book.
I think we got a lot of old people in this community. It sounds like Kevin took a screenshot.
Good night, Subaru.
I bought a Subaru. I needed one. I drove it on ice.
I drove too fast.
I crashed it. I got another one.
But I got a full ticket. Coverage.
I better slow down.
This is one of those cheesy insurance commercials. Fast forward to April. I had taken some Molly.
Whoa!
Well,
you just said you needed to slow down. What are you doing?
Fast forward to April, I had taken some Molly with my girlfriend. I was hanging out in my bed, and all of a sudden, I had a vision. I've never had anything like this happen. It was so vivid, like I was dreaming, but I couldn't move, and it happened so fast. I was driving my car, and I came upon a crosswalk, and a kid on his skateboard fell in front of me, and I ran him over.
Oh.
As I ran him over, the vision ended. I was very shook after that, and I told my girlfriend what had happened and was very scared. A week later, I'm driving home from work at about 11:30 p.m. It's dark, and I come upon a crosswalk, and bam!
No.
Out of nowhere, a kid eats it on his skateboard in front of me, and I slammed on my brakes.
Okay.
Screeching tires and everything.
You knew that bam was a misdirect.
Literally says bam in the freaking story with an exclamation point.
It's your fault, Kevin.
And everything, screeching tires and everything. The kid just got up and ran across. Instantly went back to my vision. It was exactly what I saw that night, although I didn't run him over. I have been very shook up about this and don't know what to think.
Shooketh, you might even say.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading what he wrote. Maybe I'm being guided, ? Not sure, but this is 100% true and by
being
far the craziest.
Guided?
Protection, he's protecting.
What kind of, how, whoa,
by far
whoa,
the craziest
whoa, whoa.
Experience of my life and I have quite a few. Whoa. Let me know. I read that too fast. This guy's a seasoned veteran of the unordinary and unexplainable. Let me know any thoughts. Thanks. Any thoughts? Any.
You should get back on Molly.
What?
More visions.
No.
Why?
Oh, so you're saying the Molly prevented this kid from being run over.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though...
This is what could happen. Watch out for this. And then he got there and he was like, I know how this plays out if I don't slow down.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
Yeah, I don't think he ever specified that it was the same crosswalk that he saw.
He said it was exactly like he saw in his vision.
Okay.
I would say that I would assume it's the surroundings.
Well, okay. So check this out. You're sitting in school and they're telling you about traffic safety and car safety and they say, you know,
don't do
stop at crosswalks because you don't want to run anybody over. So when you hear that, you automatically think of the crosswalk that you're most familiar with. You're thinking if somebody says crosswalk, a crosswalk comes to your brain.
Yeah, that's real. When people say cul-de-sac, there's one that always comes to mind every single time.
And it's gonna be the crosswalk that you come across a lot. And so he thinks, so that's the crosswalk that comes to his brain. And then, not very coincidentally, he comes to the same crosswalk where a billion kids have skateboarded across. Kid biffs it, and...
Not nowadays. Now they're all on their dang phones. No kids out
well,
skateboarding.
Well, no, more so.
Those kids are all on their dang phones,
they're
those youngsters.
They're all on their dang iPhones, but they're on their skateboards at the same time. That's why they're crashing more.
Strapping them to their helmets.
Yeah, the movie theater made a commercial about
that. They're more skilled now than they ever have.
Oh, for sure. Do you think
some of them.
An old person has seen a GoPro on a helmet and been like, ugh, had to bring their cell phone with them? I guarantee that's
Put
happened.
Your cell phone away.
What are you talking about? I don't even have a phone on me.
Yeah.
Molly.
That's the solution.
If that's the consistency, if you're having visions on Molly Houston, that are saving
fellow
lives,
listeners, that is Houston's solution.
Molly. Houston's suggestion is that you should do more drugs.
Yes. If it is consistent and helping you prevent death, then that's a superpower as far
there's
as
no
I'm concerned.
There's no proof that that had anything
it's
to do with it.
It's happened once. You got to try it again.
It didn't protect him.
Yeah, it did.
There's no... Who says?
It was the cave in the vision. And then he was like, oh, my vision. Better not hit this kid.
No, he just reacted.
Because then he would have hit him.
He just reacted because there was a kid that crashed on a skateboard in front of him.
Yeah, see, it just doesn't...
I don't think
that does not play out in my mind correctly, okay? Either A, it was the same crosswalk.
Because it would be a gut instinct in the moment thing. You wouldn't wait a second and then hit the brake, so you're right.
Yeah, if he's driving up to this crosswalk that he knows he's seen... Okay, he's never seen this crosswalk before except for in this vision. And he rolls up on it on a whim. He's traveling who knows where. And he's in unfamiliar territories. And he pulls up to this crosswalk and goes, I've seen this crosswalk before. He would not be full steam... Oh, I remember where I saw this crosswalk. I hit a kid. I ran over a kid. He wouldn't freaking...
Better floor it.
He would have avoided the crosswalk altogether.
I have to step on the gas to get through the crosswalk faster.
So I don't hit the kid.
So I don't...
Oh, no! I've hit a child. Who could have predicted?
And then screeches... Or... He freaking...
Should have been doing Molly while you drove.
There's no way that he just, like, last second goes... Like, there's no way that he's screeching, that his tires are screeching because he barely misses this kid and attributes it to the Molly that he did because saw the vision. No way. That just does not...
I would love...
That does not line up in my brain.
Love a story, like, adjacent to this where someone does Molly, has a vision, saves a life instead, like, prevents a death. And at the interview, they're like, how did you know? He's like, well, I did a lot of Molly. And the voices told me to. They'd be like, cut the cameras.
He becomes a man. He goes to every AA meeting and is like, no.
Don't stop.
Drugs are good.
Drugs are good.
Drugs save lives. Not your own life, of course.
It's the freaking guy he saved. He's like, I've got to get everyone on Molly. Everyone. When I was little, like kindergarten, 4 or 5 maybe, I had this imaginary friend named Nabadon.
Is this Houston talking or?
This is not me.
No. It's anonymous, Sam, so it could be, but
well,
you'll never know.
It's kind of anonymous because we do have one name. Nabadon.
Nabadon.
He was a large green dragon that was my companion from kindergarten to the start of third grade. That's an oddly long time for an imaginary friend, I'd think. There's weird commas in here that don't mean anything.
Until fifth grade?
Third grade. And he'd showed me how to fight bad things, like nightmare monsters. Now I'm almost 28, and I'm back in the neighborhood that I was in as a kid, and I'm feeling his presence again. And one time, I saw a homeless guy having a bad trip, and looking up as if something big was nearby. And after researching Nabadon's name, I found Nebadon instead, and holy smokes, how would a 4 to 5-year-old know the name of, a religion? Could someone help me figure this out? I had suspected Nabadon's a spirit guide when I got older and started figuring out my own gifts, but Nebadon? It's been throwing me for a loop for a while now. Help? They spell with an A?
Help me.
Help. He's always one letter off. Nabadon. Help.
He's been developing his own gifts. He saw the old man having a trip. Help.
I think that you need to spend a little more time back in that neighborhood, see if you can reconnect with Nabaddon. I think that'll be your first step. Reconnect with Nabaddon. If he was able to teach you how to defeat and punch and kick bad things, maybe he can explain to you.
Those are good kicks. If a dragon teaches you how to kick, that's going to be an effective kick.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree.
Really?
I think it would be.
Why?
Well, I mean, can your kicks as of now, Kevin, stop nightmare creatures? Because the dragon's going to let you do that with his kicks that he teaches you how to do.
I can't argue with results. So, I stand corrected.
So stupid. So dumb.
I think Nabaddon has all the answers. If you get back in contact with Nabaddon and he says, yes, the religion Nabaddon is the answer, then...
Well, I can't believe that this guy has an imaginary friend at 4 to 5 years old, and then... See, if you go back to the place that you grew up and you're like, I remember having this dragon imaginary friend, is that what you consider feeling his presence? Because that's just like, that's just called nostalgia.
That is an element. You know what? We have a shoulder angel and a shoulder devil here who need to weigh in. This one comes from Telepath John. And he says, in life, we receive spiritual guidance in many ways. My understanding is that dragons are real and part of the elemental kingdom. They love and want to help humans when they can. I cannot help you with the name Nabaddon. I hope you find the answer you are looking for. Signed, John. And then right on the other side of things, Prophet John. Dragons do not exist. And even if they did, they cannot be a spirit guide. Spirit guides are only members of sentient races and will take the form of a human or a humanoid. Also, spirit guides don't go by names, so sorry.
Do we trust the telepath or do we trust the prophet?
Oh, it's hard to say. Two Johns. There are two Johns fighting inside you. Prophet the one John? That wins is the one you feed the most.
Prophet John or telepath John?
He's been downvoted into oblivion. I should note. Prophet John's been just annihilated.
Who is he the prophet of? I guess prophets just profess.
Right.
Which means nothing.
Okay.
What power does this prophet have?
Prophecy.
Ooh.
Oh, Kevin.
That is something.
For what you said, to Prophet John, OP responded, then why would this one take the form of a dragon and give me a name, idiot? That's the tone. She didn't say it. That's all me. I still sense his presence, and he's not a malicious spirit. And there's that homeless guy having a bad trip while looking up. This was in the neighborhood this spirit hangs out in. So the spirit, she's saying, dwells protecting the neighborhood, this dragon spirit animal.
Is there a dragon protecting all neighborhoods?
You have to reconnect with this dang dragon.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just adjacent to it.
If that dragon's presence is there, then you can reconnect with it, and you need to.
Okay,
if
listen
you can't,
here.
Then maybe you're feeling other things.
Is an imaginary friend... an imaginary friend is somebody that you create.
Right, and that's what she thought this was, but now she thinks it's a spirit guide. She's like, maybe it was never an imaginary friend.
Maybe I never imagined it. Maybe it was a reality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Maybe
that's why it had the name of this religion, except for one letter. Which I don't even know what that religion is. I've never heard of it. Nabaddon.
So what do you think the point of that friendship was? I'm gonna go. I'm spirit guide. I'm gonna go be. You can't have a spirit guide if he doesn't guide your spirit. He didn't do anything for you for over 20 years.
Oh, no, he just did. And teach you her nightmare combat. Did teach her nightmare combat from a young age.
Okay, I keep forgetting that, Frick. Okay, well. So, sure.
That's more than mine's done for me.
Well, sure. yours was actually imaginary.
So,
was he? Was my soccer playing dog actually
yes.
imaginary?
Yes.
You don't know that.
Sorry to break that to you, buddy. 24-year-old Houston's a little bit bummed out now.
Yeah, I want him to be my spirit guide.
What was his name?
Hoosie. That's real. Black Lab, real
who's
imaginary
he?
Friend from when I was a very young boy.
Who's he?
So the she's like maybe this dude's the spirit guide. If he is the spirit guide, he teaches her how to fight bad guys, and then who leaves? She leaves?
The fight alive?
No, they
part ways.
Right.
Who was the one to initiate that?
Oh, probably. Well, it sounds like he's bound to the neighborhood, so probably her. He's still in the neighborhood.
So that doesn't sound like a spirit guide to me.
Well, just a
my
watcher,
spirit guide,
a watcher over this area. Maybe not necessarily yours, but just this area's guide.
He tell
just
okay.
John.
Well, now I want to know what the freaking
does what he can to help a large portion
okay.
of people.
So here's
that's
my
that tracks with what Telepath John said.
Here's my rebuttal to that. Okay, he's the protector of this neighborhood.
Okay,
protector. Okay, so you would think you have a massive dragon. A dragon
mm-hmm.
who is not only a dragon, but fights literal evil.
No, teaches you to fight.
He could
evil.
Still
okay.
fight some evil, maybe.
He teaches the residents of this neighborhood
teach a man to fish.
fight a man's nightmare creatures and defend him for a day. Teach a man to do nightmare kicks, and you'll protect him for a lifetime.
Okay, so he's literally...
That eye contact was... I wish we had cams on us for that, because we were like, oh, the same thing!
The fish thing!
The fish!
Okay, so he's teaching the residents of this neighborhood to fight freaking evil.
Yeah.
So you would think...
Disciples of Nabaddon to go out and fight evil.
Yeah, so you'd think that this neighborhood was freaking the city of Enoch. But guess what? It's not. Okay? Because there's homeless people tripping on acid.
Well, they don't have any nightmare problems. Maybe. I mean,
it sounds like this guy's a nightmare already.
Well, listen, when I don't have a nightmare, I don't wake up every day and be like, "Oh, thank goodness, no nightmares. Better text my buds." I never. So, okay. Maybe no one in this neighborhood. There's no conversation of like, "Hey, no nightmares, right?" No, not for me. Like, that's not what you're the discussion, the dialogue's gonna be. So maybe we unknowingly have got some dragons floating around.
Look, I just need to know the status of this neighborhood, and all that I have so far is that a homeless dude was wandering around tripping on drugs.
Could be.
And that does not sound like
a
neighborhood purged of evil by a dragon.
You have to be willing to learn the ways of nightmare butt kicking. Maybe this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe it took a long road. He's just hit rock bottom, and he's just now seeing the dragon.
Maybe
for the
he just
first
wandered
time.
Into this neighborhood. Maybe he just got here.
You have to be ready.
And
as a 3-year-old, you know you're right.
I'll
you're
consider
learning.
It. I will consider it that this guy just showed up. But all I'm saying is that I need to know the status of the neighborhood.
And maybe the dragon.
Or I can't.
Maybe
I don't know.
It just has a very specific. Semi-useful moveset. Like, maybe it only stops nightmares. Creatures, whatever those are. Like, maybe we're going to get a PSA here in a few years of a dragon in front of a camera be like, "Hi, I'm your local dragon who stops your nightmare creatures. But even I can't stop drug abuse."
He's like,
"Only you and your choices can stop that.
Mr. Nabaddon, sir, can you help me with... Can you get rid of my debt?"
No.
I can't help you with that.
Nightmare
though.
Combat. One thing I've got.
If you have scary things that you're scared of, well, I'm scared of my debt.
What's that famous...
get out of here.
What's that famous PSA? Like, stop it. Get some help. We're just going to get one of those from
Michael
Nabaddon.
Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. I almost said Shaq, and I was like, I know it's not Shaq.
Well, anyway, that's all we have
time
for.
You just need to find a dragon that has a degree in finance.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so okay.
I think we just have a dragon who is a black belt.
We have time for
a
this.
A black belt in in nightmare.
In debt.
But you've already aligned yourself. Maybe you can't align. Do you think you could?
That maybe you might be right.
I don't know.
You might be right.
Man,
but
I
we may
like
have
to...
another neighborhood somewhere else that is doing very well financially.
Right.
Because there's a financial aid dragon.
I do like the sound of that. You see, the elemental plane is just buzzing with... It's a little misleading. You think fire, water, earth, air. It's actually finance, nightmare creatures. You've got the fire, water, earth, air. They don't really do anything. You've got freaking basketball.
Those are the ancients.
The ancient dragons. They've got a lot more... These new trendy millennial dragons are in there trying to make careers out of their hobbies. We're done. That's the podcast. It's
end
over.
Of the episode.
Thank you guys for listening. We probably have a podcasting dragon. That's why we're so good at this.
Yeah.
Just chilling in the center of the three of us. What was every
his,
episode.
He told me his name last time I saw him. What was it? I can't remember.
I feel a terrible joke coming on.
I have nothing. I'm just curious. I can't remember.
What
was his name?
If we don't have a memory of him, we're not going to know who he is.
If he's revealed himself to you, that's your guy's business. Yeah, I've never met him.
Okay.
Never mind.
Bad joke. There it was.
Thank you, guys. We love you. This podcast is... good. I don't know where I was going with that sentence, but it's also on Instagram and on TikTok, and you should go check them out on Phantasmacast.
Send me stories.
Send him stories.
Send him. And Instagram. Wherever you find your stuff. Also, we have some scary stories posted in the Discord. If any of you guys are listening and want to post them in the Discord in question format, that might be a fun like incentive to join the Discord early. You can kind of get like a sneak peek on the stories, and then we could like read them. I'm literally spitballing this in the moment as I'm saying it. But
right. It's happened before.
Yeah.
So
come check it out. Come hang out with us. It's really fun. Also, check out our streams. I forgot the name of yours.
Houston and I each have our own individual streams. Yeah. I'm Moxie Moron TTV. Houston is Huey Vaughn TTV.
Yeah, I've really landed on a schedule of playing a lot of Magic the Gathering that I'm like kind of learning from the ground up to a degree, and it's a blast. It's been really fun. It's been really chill. And then I'm also playing Dark Souls completely blind, and I've never played a Souls game, and that's been a nightmare. So, and it's really funny and fun. So you guys should come hang out with that too.
And that's all we've got.
Yep. Thank you. We love you. And life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.